Hello everyone and welcome back to A Cup of English. It's Thursday the 17th of January. My name is Anna and I bring you A Cup of English every Tuesday and Thursday. The title of today's podcast is Analysis Time, New Gun Laws. This article was taken from a newspaper. It's about President Barack Obama and his attempts to change some of the gun laws here in the US. So it includes some legal and some political words that are a little bit long, but we can practice them in the grammar notes. So let's get started. Facing powerful opposition to new gun laws, President Barack Obama is considering 19 steps that he could take through executive action. The steps could include punishing people who lie on gun sale background checks, getting more complete records in the federal background check database, more federal research into gun use, ordering tougher penalties against gun trafficking, and giving schools flexibility to improve safety. My starting point is not to worry about the politics, said the president. My starting point is to focus on what makes sense, on what works. At the same time, Obama said that he will not back off of his support for sweeping gun legislation that requires congressional support. There is, however, great opposition from the very influential gun lobby. Will all of these changes get through Congress? I don't know, Obama said at a news conference on Monday. Well, because some of these words are a little bit difficult, I'm going to repeat the article. So try to listen carefully and try to pick out the words that you already understand. Facing powerful opposition to new gun laws, President Barack Obama is considering 19 steps that he could take through executive action. The steps could include punishing people who lie on gun sale background checks, getting more complete records in the federal background check database, more federal research into gun use, ordering tougher penalties against gun trafficking, and giving schools flexibility to improve safety. My starting point is not to worry about the politics, said the president. My starting point is to focus on what makes sense, on what works. At the same time, Obama said that he will not back off of his support sweeping gun legislation that requires congressional support. There is, however, great opposition from the very influential gun lobby. Will all of these changes get through Congress? I don't know, Obama said at a news conference on Monday. Okay, there's a lot to look at here. Let's start with number one, a fairly easy one, the verb to consider. To consider is to think about before making a decision. The word considering, which is used in this article, is actually used a lot in English in the same way as understanding that or taking into account. A. We're considering buying the house. We'll make a decision in a few weeks. We're considering buying the house. We'll make a decision in a few weeks. B. Considering the bank's past mistakes, I wouldn't invest in them. Considering the bank's past mistakes, I wouldn't invest in them. Number two, executive action. Well, this is the ability of the president in this country to pass laws or make changes to laws without Congress. Now, this power is limited. The word executive comes from the word to execute, which means to put into action, and it also means to kill. It's therefore used as the title of the head of a company, the person who makes the decisions. Number three, the steps could include punishing, etc. Now, the reason I chose this sentence is to show you how we can have a list of verbs using the gerund after a phrase like the steps could include. You wouldn't normally use the infinitive of verbs in this list. It just sounds better to have a list of verbs with the ing ending, with the gerund. So let's see some examples. A. To make a cabinet, the steps include buying and cutting the wood, finishing it, drilling holes, measuring, and putting it all together. To make a cabinet, the steps include buying and cutting the wood, finishing it, drilling holes, measuring, and putting it all together. B. The steps to make a good cake should include buying good quality ingredients and having the right setting on the oven. The steps to make a good cake should include buying good quality ingredients and having the right setting on the oven. Number four, a background check. Okay, the first thing I want to say about a background check is that we don't separate the k from the g sound in background. We don't say background check. It's a little bit difficult. So we run the CK and the G together. A background check. It's almost as if the G isn't there. A background check. Okay, it's an investigation into someone's background or personal life or past life. And a background is used not only for a person's past life, but also something that you see in the back of a setting or a scene, maybe in a picture. So let's see a couple of examples. A. You have to have a background check before you can become a teacher. You have to have a background check before you can become a teacher. B. His background check revealed that he had been in prison for stealing. His background check revealed that he had been in prison for stealing. Number five, database. You can sort of guess what it is because of the word data and base. It's a collection of information, basically like a big file. A. Your computer's database is full. You need to get more memory. Your computer's database is full. You need to get more memory. B. They lost information from their database. They lost information from their database. 6. Tough or tougher. Well, these words can be used when talking about not only food or shoes or some kind of material, but also about penalties, punishments, laws, or luck. A. He lost his job and then crashed his car. What tough luck. He lost his job and then crashed his car. What tough luck. B. We must have tougher punishments for violent crimes. We must have tougher punishments for violent crimes. Number 7. My starting point is not to worry, says Barack Obama. Here, you could say to not worry. There is a slight difference between saying not to worry or to not worry. So what is the difference? Well, it's emphasis. If you're saying not to worry, you are emphasizing that you are deliberately avoiding worrying. You're emphasizing the not. The other way around, if you say to not worry, emphasizes just the whole meaning in general, rather than the negative of the verb. A. I will control my classroom by not paying attention to noisy, distracting students. I will control my classroom by not paying attention to noisy, distracting students. B. They were advised not to go onto the lake while it was frozen. They were advised not to go onto the lake while it was frozen. Number 8, to back off. Well, I've gone over this before in a previous podcast. Remember, it means to walk away from something, to back away, to leave it alone, or to forget about something. In this particular instance, it talks about, or it describes, how President Obama doesn't want to walk away from proposed changes. He doesn't want to back off. Number 9, sweeping. Well, we know sweeping comes from to sweep, which means to clean the floor with a brush. But it's often used when talking about making or changing laws. Especially when a big change is made, it's described with sweeping. A. Sweeping changes have been made to the way the office is run. Sweeping changes have been made to the way the office is run. B. Sweeping legislation about school safety will be proposed. Sweeping legislation about school safety will be proposed. Number 10. Lobby. Lobby is a noun and a verb. The verb means to try and influence, and the noun is a group of people who do just that. It's also the entryway into a hotel where you book your room, and it's like an anteroom or a gallery. But here we're using it sort of in a political sense. A. The environmentalists are lobbying for forest preservation. Let me slow that down a little. The environmentalists are lobbying for forest preservation. The environmentalists are lobbying for forest preservation. B. The turkey protection lobby is asking for more rights for turkeys. The turkey protection lobby is asking for more rights for turkeys. Okay, so we finished on a rather silly note there, but nevertheless, I hope that helped you. I know that some of the political phrases were a little bit difficult, but it's worth practicing. Well, remember, you're all invited to join my Facebook page called Anna from A Cup of English. If you need an instant download, you can purchase my app from iTunes, which is also called A Cup of English. And any questions or comments or problems that you might have with English, email me at acupofenglish@hotmail.com and I'll get back to you. Until next week on Tuesday, take care and bye-bye.